We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit ElkhornComputer.com, then give us a call. ElkhornComputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
Green Sally up, green Sally down. Last done start, gotta tell the crown. Green Sally up, green Sally down. Last done start, gotta tell the crown.
Sage Rosenfels, Jim Brandstatter, Scott Shanley, Mailbag, Big Five, all on deck today. So, been an interesting week, and tackling certain topics you're not anticipating tackling. You know, the buy-in, I think we were talking about buy-in this week. But one of the things that I've seen this, whether it's on Twitter, things tweeted by other people that I see or people tweeting at me. Can I address this one thing? Like, one of the things I've seen a little bit, not only this week, but over the last week, 10 days-ish, some people have been critical of how Scott Frost has managed the quarterback situation on the roster since he's arrived. Okay, let me defend Frost again here. Let's just go through this. Because there is so much hindsight 2020 Monday morning quarterback, no pun intended, I guess pun intended with some of that stuff. First of all, I think it's easy to rip and say those things now. After Jebbia leaves, after Martinez gets hurt. Listen, nobody saw Tristan Jebbia leaving before the season started coming. No one saw that coming. Okay, so you can sit there and be like, oh, you got to plan for that stuff. You got to plan for things that are just like no one even thought about. And same thing with injuries. I mean, injuries are tough to predict. That's why I kind of roll my eyes, people like, this Jebbia leaving changes how I view the season prediction. Oh, yeah, do you do the same thing with like Washington of Jake Browning? Do you think about who's behind Jake Browning and then adjust things accordingly? Do you even know who the backup quarterback is for Washington? I don't, and neither do you. So I just think it's funny how all of a sudden, like, yeah, all the time. You know, when I'm projecting a season, I think about the backups at every position. No, you don't. Okay. But then I've heard some of this after the past couple of weeks, especially how a certain team in the SEC has gotten started. You know, you see this tweet on some. This is why you go get Joe Burrow. Nah, I still stand by Frost with that decision. Okay, keep in mind a few things. Number one, Joe Burrow is a grad transfer that just doesn't have 1 year to play; has 2 years to play. Okay, and graduate transfers don't go to places where they have to compete for the job. They go to places where they know the job is 100% their job. So Scott Frost takes over. We talk about flipping the culture and all that stuff. He would have been preaching compete, 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 and then just handed the job to Joe Burrow. Wouldn't have gone over well. And then I've told you before, I think the two-year thing with Burrow was a problem. I know that may sound weird. You'd be like, why wouldn't you want 2 years? My thing is if with Burrow, if he only had 1 year to play, that maybe changes it a bit. Bring in Burrow, redshirt Martinez. Burrow holds down the fort for a year. Martinez, off your boom, you go, you know? But to me, the 2 year thing made it even tougher. Cause for the this is why you go get Joe Burrow crowd. Let me ask you this question. Would you rather have Joe Burrow for 2 years or Adrian Martinez for 4 years? Without any hesitation, I'd rather have Adrian Martinez for 4 years. And the reason I pit those things against each other is I think there's a chance that if Joe Burrow comes, Adrian Martinez might have left. You never know. I just think Martinez is the future. Martinez is the guy. I'm all in on him, period. So, you know, there's that aspect of the quarterback management. And with Tristan Jebbia, listen, what are you going to do? Like, who on earth thought Jebbia would leave before the season started? To be honest with you, I'd never even really heard of that. someone transferring literally the Sunday or Monday of game week of the first. Someone transferring a week before the season starts at the court. Like, I that's pretty new to me. Like, what was Frost supposed to do? You know, you can kick and scream, like, Frost, court, roster manager. What was he supposed to do? One thing I've learned in life is sometimes things are just crappy situations and unfortunate. There's not really anything you can do. I don't know how that situation could have been handled differently. Scott Frost let those two guys compete. Frost then named a starter, and a guy left. Because for everyone, like, how many of you were saying mid-August, boy, I'm really worried right now that Jebbia might leave right away if he hasn't named the starter? None of you guys were saying that. Nobody was saying that. So I think it's pretty disingenuous to then criticize Frost for how he handled that situation. Now, to be fair, I did say that I thought whoever lost the quarterback battle between Jebbia and Martinez wouldn't be on the roster in 2019. But I never for one moment thought, once fall camp started, I never for one moment thought that one of them would leave in the 2018 season. I just think it's easy to say certain things after the fact. Right? Like, I even saw one tweet this year, like, that's why you don't run off Tanner Lee. What? Like, Tanner Lee didn't fit. Like, I stand by the decision to not go after Joe Burrow, and I don't blame Frost for Jebbia doing something that's fairly unprecedented, and Martinez got hurt. What are you going to do about that? Like, so I just think anyone that is second-guessing or ripping Frost's quarterback roster management, I find myself rolling my eyes at it, and I think it's really misguided.
And I find it hard to believe that there's a wide population that thinks that Frost should have held on to Tanner Lee.
No, but there probably is. I'm just saying something I saw.
But a message to the people that believe that. You think the loss to Troy was bad with Andrew Bunch? It would have been worse with Tanner Lee.
It would have been worse. I mean, I don't know. I think there's so many things about this whole situation that are so hindsight 2020 easy to say now. It's so easy to say now.
Oh, this is why you go get Joe Burrow. Oh, this is why you make sure that Jebbia doesn't.
I mean, the reality is if Martinez doesn't get hurt, nobody's talking about this. Nobody's talking about this. So I really think that Scott Frost has done a good job with how he's managed that quarterback situation. Because I just feel like in the moment, I found myself agreeing with everything that he did or didn't do. You know? So I just... I've been a little bit annoyed with, you know, whether it's emails I've gotten or tweets or just people criticizing how Frost has handled the quarterback situation. Listen, sometimes you're snake bit with how things are playing out. And there's just not a whole lot you can do. Not a whole lot you can do. Hey, before we go to break, it's Scott Chanley. We got to tell you about Lindley Clothing, 132nd and Dodge. And when you think about the fall, right? You think about a few things. Think about Husker football, number one. And you think about the tailgates, watch parties, going to the games at Memorial Stadium. If you want to look sharp, you need to head out to Lindley Clothing. They got a nice display out there with all different good Husker gear. I'm talking like looking good Husker gear. So, I mean, you got polos, button-ups, pullovers, different things where you can piece together an outfit, look sharp while cheering on the big red. But then you also think about weather getting a little colder. So you need jackets, sweaters, even fall sport coats. And they got a plethora, an abundance, a wide variety and selection of all good-looking fall sport coats, sweaters, jackets, all that stuff there at Lindley Clothing as well. Maybe you got a wedding coming up, want to update that former wardrobe. You certainly can do that. Suit, blazer, shirt, tie, whatever.
You can head out to Lindley Clothing, 132nd and Dodge, and get with two tailors on staff to make you look like $1 million and us spending $1 million. So skip the mall, skip the online stuff. Go to Lindley Clothing, 132nd and Dodge. Look your best with Lindley Clothing. All right. Mailbag, 12 o'clock, Sage Rosenfels, 12:30. Jim Brandstatter, Michigan play-by-play voice at 1:15. Coming up next, let's get to Scott Shanley, black shirt, Super Bowl champ, lots to talk about with Scott. We'll do it after the break.